Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. These studios are so nice. And we're going to introduce, well, I'll do it this way.
Thank you.
We'll go with the boys first. Now, we have, I'll tell you what, a really handsome man here.
Thank you.
I appreciate that,
Tom.
Thank you,
Tom. Very nice.
See what I've done there, Allie Breen, who's joining us on the phone. Allie, I'm giving them all a chance to say, oh, thank you. And it's kind of a slow pitch there. And, well, Ace chimed right in, and then Chick McGee, just, we all know how handsome he is. But yeah, Pat Godwin is over
gorgeous.
There. Gorgeous man, indeed. Josh Arnold is right there. This is Tom speaking. Now, ladies, mm-hmm. we have three beautiful ladies here. You're all supposed to say thank you.
thank you. Oh, Allie.
Allie Breen.
She's not
Christy Lee. Mary Mack. And Allie, I want you to participate in something before we get to our letters, if you don't mind.
Sure.
A couple things, as a matter of fact. We're going to get to the tool of the week. But first, we haven't done Today in History, which is always one of my favorite things to do on this show. And Christy's got it. I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have had...
What's
I don't
your
know
problem, Christy?
Over
why
here
have
not
you done
doing
that?
My job,
it's
I guess.
Deal.
On this day, on this date in 1790, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State.
T.J.,
my man.
Here we go.
T.J.
Oh, should I do this one for the guy that just sent the DeLand, Florida letter?
Sure.
You ever been to Monticello, Mary?
Yeah.
Didn't you love that 12-car garage that Thomas Jefferson had?
Oh. For all the carriages?
Yeah.
It's pretty close. I remember walking by. I didn't know they had bumper stickers way back then.
Oh, they did, huh?
He's got a bumper sticker in one of his carriages. Uh-huh. It's pretty cool. It says, ask me about my slave children.
Yeah.
Sorry, read your history books.
On this date in 1894, first Stanley Cup championship, Josh. Played in 1933.
Montreal Canadiens.
Doesn't say who it was between. I have no idea.
Is it the original five?
Original six.
Is it six?
Six.
Who is it? Boston, Detroit.
You can't have six people playing
New York,
in one game.
Montreal, no, six, Toronto.
Well, six teams.
Six teams.
Montreal.
Original six teams.
Toronto? Right. It would have had to have been
New York.
Yeah.
Also, FDR legalizes
now,
wait, now, the sale.
You know that,
of beer
here's
wine.
A little fact for you, Allie. You're probably not aware of this. Do you know what with the Stanley Cup, the actual cup, each member of the team gets to have it for a while.
I did know that.
They actually have two guys escort the thing because they've had so many problems with it over the years.
Yeah, I can imagine what people do with that.
They say it is the only professional sports trophy to have been treated for gonorrhea, which is pretty amazing.
I doubt it. Well,
honestly.
That and the Davis Cup. I think that goes without saying.
I want to go on record as saying I like the days of the cup.
You like cups.
As opposed to the plates.
Mm-hmm. Wimbledon, they get a plate. That's right.
And yeah, what do you do with that?
Serve something on it?
You want some chips? You know, this is my plate I want at Wimbledon.
You like the jacket? The green jacket?
That's a great tradition.
Yes. What about a jacket?
Well, at least they get to keep those.
Yeah. No,
they don't.
They don't.
Those get handed around too?
No, they leave the jacket there. It stays
at the clubhouse.
Do they? And then I think if you die, do they bury you in it? Is that part of the deal?
I don't know.
They are very lofty there.
Yes.
Yeah. Lofty. That's it. That's the word. Lofty. Not backward or prejudice. Or
the other word. What else, Christy?
Tone deaf.
On this date in 1933, FDR legalizes the sale of beer and wine.
Oh.
Well, 33, everyone's so depressed. He must have said, hey, we got to do something about
it. FDR's favorite beer? Shaneling Little Kings. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's right. I thought it would be Rolling Rock.
Oh.
Hey, the polio jokes aren't hitting today. Sorry, Dad.
On this date in 1941.
Wait a second now.
What?
I have a question.
Allie's so glad she checked in today.
Allie, you know your history. I seriously don't. Was Prohibition, did the Congress have to do that, or was it just an order of the president?
I think it's Congress.
A constitutional amendment. They had to do
so they
that.
They had to
vote.
Yeah. Yep.
They did it to get rid of it, and then they did it to bring it back.
And they agreed?
Yes.
What does it take, like three-quarters of
it? Where did you grow up, comrade?
It's fifth.
What is your problem?
That's funny.
It was a Sunday night in Germany.
Berlin.
I think you're better.
They beat the hell out of Peter Graves.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Pat, that was so funny that I mashed off?
It's okay. I said it was a fifth.
Booze joke.
Yeah.
A fifth.
You said it was two-thirds.
He said it was a fifth.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was the fifth.
Should have got a lot more, just
Jeff. No, not what it deserved.
I appreciated it,
Pat. Okay, what else
1941 on this date, James Stewart inducted into the Army, first major American movie star.
That's right.
To wear a military uniform in World War II.
That's right.
A great American.
Hitler. Listen here, Mr. Hitler.
My friend Harvey was killed in the battle.
I wasn't drinking. And then flew the plane. Harvey was drinking and flew the plane. That's right.
That's good.
How are we going to finance this, Mr. Hitler?
Well, I have a poem about it.
This is a lovely tribute.
Hey, Hitler, only had one ball.
Okay. Let's wrap this up, Christy. What else have we got on this date in history?
Are we doing? Oh, it's all of our history. Do you want birthdays?
Sure.
Or do you want to go to Allie? Born on this date in 1930, Stephen Sondheim.
The best.
31, William Shatner.
Yeah. They're doing a new West Side Story, by the way, with Steven Spielberg. You know that movie?
Oh. Yeah.
That'll be great. Can't wait. No one likes West Side Story?
That's I like it.
I love it. Me too.
Pat, were you ever in West Side Story?
No, but I've seen productions of it. I loved it.
Because you could play Officer Krupke today.
Why, thank you. Well, because I'm in the cast of Cocoon also.
So. Well, it's not like
we all are.
It's not
worry.
Like you could play Bernardo or Riff. Hey, Pat got on his ice 40 years later.
I'm going to come over there.
Born on this date in 1931, William Shatner.
That's amazing.
Also,
he looks great for 88.
He does.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Also born in 2233.
What?
The fictional James T. Kirk born.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Oh. He has the same birthday as William Shatner?
Isn't that amazing?
Weird.
But yeah. In 2233.
Wow. Gee, it's amazing how they made that up.
How did they ever come up with that?
Hey, someone said, hey, Jim, what's your birthday? Mm-hmm. Write that down for the script.
Speaking of Broadway, I know one of your favorites, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Tom was born on the state in 1948.
Midnight.
Wait a minute.
And the kitty.
Lloyd Webber and Sondheim share a birthday?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Wow. Yeah,
they can't even share a stage.
Wow. That's weird.
There are some parties going on in certain boroughs.
All over the village.
Those Tony Awards are taking a beating today, aren't they?
Wow. Did you ever get him confused with Frank Lloyd Wright?
No.
Oh, maybe
Frank Lloyd Wright is an architect.
I used to get Frank Lloyd and Orville and Wilbur mixed up.
Did you?
Sure did.
Frank and Lloyd Wright.
That's right. Frank and Lloyd Wright.
Frank Orville Lloyd Wright, small fact, always put cat doors on all of his homes.
Really?
That's a lie, but he wrote Cats, the play. Oh, sorry.
Born on this day, a man after my own heart, Bob Costas, in 1952.
All right. Love Bob Costas.
What a jerk.
Love him.
He called you Chip just once.
Chick. Yeah. Chick, not Chip.
And now it's Bottom Chick.
Nice callback.
There's a callback. All right.
Born on this date in 1959, Matthew Modine, of course, starred in Full Metal Jacket. And now he's on Stranger Things.
And he's a
good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's good.
Serviceable.
1976, Reese Witherspoon, born today.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yep.
Love Reese.
And J.J. Watt, 1989. There are your birthdays. Now you're all up
what?
To date. What?
JJ? All right, thanks for calling, Ellie.
Doesn't Ellie have a segment?
All right.
Isn't there like a love segment or something?
Really glad we organized all this.
Like JJ Watt. His little girl.
TJ, JJ.
They got
Millie.
JJ Watt.
Millie Watt.
Mama.
Millie Watt.
It's a light bulb joke. He's insane. And you want us to come back and help you out. I don't bloody well think so.
Let's get a letter out of Allie Breen. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my dad got divorced 2 years ago at the age of 62. He has since had a revolving door of 30-year-old and under girlfriends.
You go, girl. You go, girlfriend.
Preach. Tell it, brother. Tell it.
Who me and my brother think he's paying for.
Oh.
Josh was clapping.
Oh, he's
Josh
paying one way or
loves
another.
A whore.
Josh loves spanking whores.
I love a hooker. I love a hooker. Give me a hooker now. I love a hooker. Not a very good tune, but it's a tune.
What's the problem?
Pat, our assignment for next week, we have to officially
Stephen Sondheim would be unimpressed.
We have to officially write the Josh loves whores song.
Okay. Letter. Are they worried that he's going through all their...
inheritance. Oh, there we go, Christy. Yeah, we're worried he's making a fool out of himself as well as spending all of our inheritance. How can we make this stop?
Stop being so selfish.
It's his money. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Wow, who's the bigger jerk here?
Right.
He's riding under the jerk.
Now, the fact that he's participating in human trafficking may be a problem, but
women are probably
it is his money.
They're happy to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're all willing parties, that's not really trafficking.
No, not at all.
It's been going on for years.
If they're willing, it's not trafficking.
Well, they're not so willing when they have a choice of either having food in their third world country or being brought over here and getting to eat occasionally when not chained to a bed.
What this is about. This letter is
not about. We nicknamed you Sucky for a reason, young lady.
Sucky. Not because you're bad at what you do. Because you're good at what you do.
Someone who yells out, Sucky, they've just stopped trying.
Allie,
any semblance of wit whatsoever.
This has nothing to do with this letter.
Allie, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I want a yes or no.
Speak up, Sucky.
Do you do any impressions?
Jeez.
Do I do any impressions?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Not.
Now, Josh is famous for his impression of the robot on the Jetsons, and this is so dead on. It's my favorite impression that he does.
Well, you may not have known this, Ellie, but Rosie the maid and George Jetson had a very illicit affair in some episodes that were lost, but they've unearthed them.
Did not know that.
And we have some audio for it.
Oh, play it right now.
Hey, Mr. J, the new suck nozzle came in.
Hey, that's great, Rosie.
I'll go attach it post-haste.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to it. One more letter quick, please, Allie.
Dear Allie, whenever I ask to use my boyfriend's phone, he tilts it away from me and puts in his password to make sure I won't see it. But when he uses mine, I just tell him my password.
Yes.
I wouldn't normally be suspicious, but now I keep trying to see his password so I can snoop, where if he just gave it to me, I wouldn't have. Am I wrong to be suspicious?
Yes. Yep.
No. Yes. I don't think she's wrong to be suspicious.
She is wrong to be suspicious.
Well.
I think it depends on how long they've been together.
What's he hiding?
Exactly.
So why wouldn't he just give her the password?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I think you and I are saying the same thing. You're just saying it wrong. Wow. She's right to be suspicious.
That's the most Tom thing I've ever heard.
What he's saying is, our point of view is exactly the same as long as you change your mind and agree with me.
No, that's exactly what
I said. Maybe I was saying it wrong. She is right to be suspicious.
She is right to be suspicious.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sorry. I may have had a bad guess.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Well,
just ask him. Ask him what he's hiding.
Allie, I'm going to ask you to help us. We have to pick our tool of the week here. You know how this works, don't you? We pick lots of people in the news, and you got to tell us which one is the biggest jerk. You can help us with this as well, Mary. Okay. How about the angry hipster? This guy thought his photograph was in this article about hipsters in a major metropolitan newspaper, so he started complaining about it. And it turned out that the generic hipster was, in fact, not this guy. So he proved thusly that many hipsters do indeed look the same, which was the theme of the article. Let's see. How about this is a good one. Did you hear about the lady who forgot her baby at the airport?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Joke.
Wow.
No, this is a true story. Wow. This lady forgot her baby at, was it in Shanghai or something? Or
I thought it was in Dubai? They were going to Dubai. Yeah. I don't remember.
She literally, the plane was up and off the ground. They had to turn the plane around for her to get. Do you have a song about
I left my baby back at Gate C. That's the way I really love you. That's all I got.
Okay.
What a waste of time, though.
The Josh Hoare song is done.
The Josh Hoare song is done?
It's done now, I'll tell you. Josh loves spanking whores. Get the whip out and make the ass red, baby. Josh loves spanking. How about that, Josh Arnold?
That goes with the Gwyneth Paltrow story I never got to, the whip thing.
You oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, how about the lady that was arrested after using a T-shirt gun to blast drugs and cell phones over a prison fence? I kind of like her.
She's like the hero of the week.
And I want to get a T-shirt gun for the radio station. And let's see. Finally, the woman who wrote the article saying that women turn into their mothers at the age of 33. Boy, did this piss off Christy.
Truth hurts.
Which one of those is the worst? What do you think? Aging hipster.
God, the woman who shanghaied her baby.
Yeah, that's our winner. That's going to be our Bob and Tom tool of the week. Okay, Allie, we can get back to it. We got time for one more letter.
Perfect. Okay, dear Allie, my boyfriend loves to talk dirty about having threesomes when we're having sex. His birthday is coming up, and I really want to get a girl to help us live out this fantasy. Uh-oh. I'm 90% sure it's a good idea, and he'd love me more for doing it, and 10% worried he'll be more into her and it'll ruin everything.
Check.
Should I go ahead with it?
No.
Boy, I don't know. I think you got to be 100% on something like this.
Yeah, I would think 110% pretty much.
I don't know.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, who's much more qualified at stuff like this than we are, has said, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to make a different noise or do something different, and you're going to think about it the whole time, and you're going to think
some things are better left to fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Professionals say don't do it.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, pack all your stuff up, and just in case, just in case it kicks you out at like 12:30. Hey, it's nice knowing you. You can take the dog. I'm going to stay here with, what was your name again, honey? Gloria? Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Nice knowing you.
I think you got to be 100%.
Also, where do you find a girl? I don't even understand how that could happen.
Twitter.
Craigslist.
What is
Tinder.
Craigslist, Tinder, yeah.
Is there a special dating, what do you call it, app for threesomes?
Third wheel threesome? Is there?
Yeah, remember the comedian Brad Williams was talking about that, I think, when he was here?
Yes, that's right. He did.
Yeah,
so.
He was saying that they had
I forgot about that.
I think it's Eiffeltower.com or...
Yes, I don't know if it's Eiffeltower.
London Bridge.
Yeah, right. Chinese handcuffs.
It would have something to do with three-ways. Wouldn't it be like three-way with cheese or something? Or?
Well,
what?
Cheese stuff.
I don't think anything.
Why would
chili joke. Yeah.
Cheese should not be mentioned during anything sexual.
No.
Well, if it is, you may want to see a qualified physician.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, go to your local library.
That's right. The Velveteen Velveeta. Yeah.
All right.
You'll be here all day.
The sleeve of cheese.
Sailing the seas of cheese.
How do you say sleeve of cheese in Latin? It sounds so much.
Medical? Yeah, medical. Exactly.
Okay. Allie, you doing all right? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to be at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to
it. Where's that, on Broadway?
It is, on Broadway and 53rd.
What, do they got a comedy club over there?
That's right, Broadway Comedy Club. Been there many times.
It's nice to have one that's not named after a mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, this schizos.
Loony bin.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Well, barrel of lunatics.
Allie, are you still single?
I am still single,
Didn't you go on a third date with this guy?
I did. I went to the Cher show.
Oh, yes. How did we forget about this?
How horrible was that?
How was it?
Yeah, that. If he wasn't gay when he walked in, he was gay when he walked out. That's for sure. Oh, my God. That is a man-bashing show. It was so fun, though.
So did you go out with him again since?
No. So I was with my family. I went skiing. I just got back into town, and we have another date planned to Barry Manilow.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Man, I bought in.
Hold on. Me too.
You had me.
You totally sold it.
Yeah.
Man.
Take a rubber glove. Okay. Allie, it's a great pleasure to speak to you. Talk to you next week.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
You'll find Allie at Allie Breen and all social media. It's Allibreen. We are coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.